Dear Ash community, first of all, a heartfelt thank you for this invitation. So many memories, perhaps too many, I thought. And to verify this intuition, I went to the filing cabinet we keep and found files, cramped with contracts, photos, outlines, sketches, architect plans, letters, ideas, evaluations, all related to school endeavors, all part of the story we celebrate today, the 65th anniversary of ASH. How can I convey part of that history in my words so these become your words, our story of ASH? I believe there's only one way to accentuate this relationship between my words and our story of ASH, namely with words of gratitude, expressing tribute for the long relationship my family, including my wife, myself, my children, and my grandchild have had with ASH, a span of 56 years and still counting. Gratitude for the opportunity to work with teachers who opened new vistas, who taught me that each child constructed his or her own learning. Teachers who showed me that students of all ages often reach beyond the meaning of our words. Teachers who taught me that it was possible to teach each child, despite their individual differences, with genuine care from the heart. A teacher who brought me a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson: "The secret of education lies in respecting the pupil." And as I was leaving ASH, a teacher presenting me with the quote, "I was still learning when I taught my last class." I am grateful that 56 years ago, my then young family was invited to join ASH as a smaller school, and the smaller schools were amalgamating into a larger international community. We enjoyed many years in many buildings, many rooms, many hallways, and in many roles in this community. I would like to pay tribute to the board and the superintendent who inspired me and trusted me to be part of the team that laid the foundation of a new campus. Dr. Gail Schoper, the superintendent, had the confidence that I was able to furnish the new building within a year. We grew quickly. And only a year after the new campus was built, he asked me to find a company which could construct an addition of 8 classrooms for the grades 5 and 6. And despite a 5-year permit from the city of Assenaar for this project, the temporary building still stands to this very day. I'm also thankful that those foundations were strong and that in recent years, ASH has remained healthy and growing as a school community where the younger generation of my family continues to flourish. Finally, I must pay tribute to the administrators, teachers, staff, and students whose contributions to this ASH community over the years taught me a living gratitude that all of us are to sit with those who are alone, that we are to be kind to strangers and befriend the outsiders as they enter this school from many continents, that we should forever be preoccupied with academic ability, not forever be preoccupied with academic ability, and teach children from the elementary to the high school to think about those less fortunate and reach out to them, that here we work together to build a meaningful connection and create a community that keeps us safe and strong, and above all, to treasure every moment presented to us. For every day is a gift that we must wrap and pass on to the next generation.